It's Darren Copeland. Weeknight.
What you say, brother? Oh. Yo, man, we got the boss out here. They're going to do a little rap, yo. They got like...
Are you Fermi or Gimme here?
So we got
Am I Furia?
Or Gimme?
Oh, I'll be Furia. I don't
like...
Wow, you sound great.
You almost screwed me up there.
You've been practicing, I can tell.
Yeah.
Well done. You got the rhythm down and everything.
I did like it.
Yeah, no, that was really good. That sounded really professional. Yeah.
So we were talking about the World Baseball Classic, and here's the whole deal is I don't know what the heck's going on with that. I mean, here's the problem with the World Baseball Classic. And I guess this was so because you got to get the first or couple second rounds or whatever in. So they have all the Asian Pacific teams, and then they add Cuba. They throw in Israel, and they play a first and a second round in the Pacific Rim, while the other half plays in the Caribbean, and then the third half plays in Mexico.
No one's playing in the United States?
Well, yeah, I mean, but Miami's Caribbean.
It's the United States.
It does not take anybody any time.
So you say Caribbean to me, I'm thinking, they're playing
Miami
in
is not the United States.
It is. It's officially. It really is.
Officially.
It's the United States.
Officially, yes. Officially, it's the United States, but let me tell you something. If you start going south of about Fort Lauderdale.
You're in the Caribbean.
Well, you ain't in the United States.
Well,
no, because you're not speaking English.
Well, sure. I've been to Miami. A lot of people speak English in Miami.
Eventually.
No.
They will speak English eventually. No, no, no. You need to prove that you speak
Spanish. That's like going to San Antonio and saying that. I mean, there are a lot of people who speak Spanish in San Antonio, but they're officially United States.
No. Miami is a unique city in terms of its Latino.
I've been to Miami. I had no problem communicating with anybody. Everyone I met spoke English. Everyone I met.
Well, you obviously weren't in the cool parts of it.
Well... Probably not. I mean, you know, I couldn't afford.
Look,
to go
I get
to the
that
clubs.
Everyone. I get that everyone speaks. I mean, I get it. No.
I like Miami. It's hot.
I like Miami, and that was my problem. We went down there, and the water in the ocean was warm.
I can't do.
You know, there's nothing worse than going to the beach and having the ocean water be warm.
Yeah, I don't do
like pee warm.
Yeah, that's pee warm. That's awful.
I kept looking around, like, where are all these kids?
It's just big old fat guys in thongs floating around out there. Ugh. I don't understand. So we'll do bracketology later, I guess. I watched the United States play the game on Friday, and they beat the heck out of Canada.
As they should.
It was good baseball. I mean, the American team looked good. I didn't watch any other games because
looked good.
They were playing good baseball.
Yeah, but I mean, that team is a good team.
They look pretty good.
Nolan Arenado.
My problem is, one, I don't understand the scoring, like in terms of who moves
so
forward.
So when someone hits a ball.
No, I get that scoring. I'm talking about, like, so Venezuela moved into the second round.
Well, that's a bit of a mystery for me. So what's that is how many, you know, when you have three teams that are tied.
At one win apiece.
Yep. How did they go through? And unfortunately, two of the three go through, and Mexico lost out, even though they probably should have gone through. Again, I don't know.
Because they beat Venezuela, right?
They did.
Yeah. So if I'm Mexico, I'm super angry right now.
Yeah, but they lost to Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
And then they lost to Italy.
And Venezuela beat Italy.
Yes.
Italy.
So that's how you had the one.
Yeah, I don't. I just. It's just a weird. It's just the whole format.
Do you know why? Do you know what you don't? Okay, here's the thing. It reminds me of how I tell people how to listen to techno music. Is you just sort of feel the bass, and then you pay attention to all the other stuff, and that's how you listen
to the whoop whoops.
Well, it's not always whoop whoops, but that's
movie
how you
drop
listen
sometimes.
Well, I mean, that's how you listen to the techno. I mean, that's how you listen to techno. When the bass goes away, you notice it. And then you focus it, but when the bass comes back, you're back listening to. Okay, watch the games of the World Baseball Classic. Watch the games. Don't worry about the whole thing. Watch the games. Watch how much fun these guys are having. The Dominican Republic are having so much fun.
It's impossible to find them on TV.
Like MLB Network.
It took me forever to find MLB Network on my cable the other day because I never watch
really?
It. I never watch
MLB
it.
Network.
I never watch it. So I didn't know where it was. It's like buried in the 600s somewhere. I finally found it. They're showing like one game at a time, and then I get distracted by a movie on HBO.
Well, that's
and then
not
I completely
that's not the World Baseball Classic's problem, there, Mister.
Well, it is kind of because if they're on different channels, like for instance, this weekend they're gonna be like 12 different channels dedicated to the NCAA.
You screamed at me here talking about baseball and how much you like baseball. And
I do love
calm
baseball.
And. You know,
I love baseball.
Demeanor and all so much decorum and all of this stuff.
But
and,
you can find baseball on ESPN, ESPN2, TNT.
Not the World Baseball Classic. You can't.
No, you can't find that. And if they wanted people to watch it, I can watch the Little League playoffs on two different channels. The Little League playoffs and the championships. I can't find Major League. I can't find the World Baseball Classic on anything but MLB Network. That seems like an oversight.
For now, I don't know where it's going from there.
Yeah, no, it changes. It bops around. It's kind of like the problem the NHL has. Like last year, I actually wanted to watch some NHL playoff hockey. I couldn't find it. Like it wasn't on ESPN. It wasn't on. It was like only on the NHL Network.
Listen, man, you are an educated sports watcher. You need to understand that NHL, if it's go to, is going to be either is you know, the, you know.
Listen, CBS I know CBS has no interest in broadcasting hockey playoffs, and neither does anyone else. It's going to be on the NHL Network. So if I'm the NHL, I don't want to hear you complain to me that no one is watching your product, because the only network you can get to broadcast you guys is the NHL Network. Same with the World Baseball Championships, or whatever they're called.
Are you okay, Ben?
I'm fine.
You seem like you're very frustrated right now.
I'm frustrated.
Why?
Because if I actually want to watch something, they shouldn't make it hard for me to watch it. I watched football yesterday, NFL football from this past season. It was
so
like on
old two, football,
but it was on two different channels and way easier for me to find than it was for me to find the Major League to find the World Baseball Championships. All I'm saying is you've got a product you want,
but you need to know, man.
The NBA was on two different channels last night, ESPN and TNT.
Always on TNT.
It's always on TNT. So, and it's half the time.
So
it's
you know it's going to be on TNT.
Hey, listen, I'm going to be able to find it. You're going to be able to. Alex will. Anyone who works in this building will be able to find it.
Well, what I'm telling you is maybe you need to go and spend an extra 30 seconds and go to your smartphone, click on Google or Siri or whatever the heck you want to do, and say, "Hey, Siri or Google or whatever the hell you want to do is." Can you tell me where I can find the World Baseball Classic? And then it'll go, blah, 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 okay, wait, and then it'll say, give you it.
I'm not talking about us, Darren. I'm talking about the
listener.
That's
everybody.
Yeah, but if you have to go look for something like that, you're not going to go look for something
The Dominican Republic, every time they score a run, the whole team meets the runner out at home plate. The whole team comes out every time.
That's awesome. No one in America cares.
Maybe they should.
Well, that's the problem.
I'm saying that maybe they should.
Well, but then this is the question.
I mean, this is ridiculous.
No, but this is the question then. Are you going to – remember, this is the story of the Big East. The old Big East basketball conference.
Once upon a time, yes. There was a ginormous conference called –
But did you ever see that 30 for 30?
Yes, yes.
And they became big because they put their product someplace where people who were just casual passersby, who were just kind of interested but not going to go look for it, could find it. Even when they weren't looking for it. And that's the thing. People have to be able to stumble upon the World Baseball Classic. And you're not stumbling upon it if your channel's in
the
600s.
Well, listen, that's a big problem that you have when you're talking about preseason baseball, where a lot of the places are focusing on particularly on March Madness. Now, I understand that. But that's why you know it's always going to be on one channel. You know it's going to be there, and so it'll always be there.
We know that. But I don't think you understand what I'm saying. Your average passive viewer is not going to know that, and they're not going to go looking for it. But if they're flipping through channels and they see it, they may stick and watch it.
I get what you're feeling.
Yeah.
I get what The Rock is cooking.
Yeah.
But.
You're okay with having it just on the one channel.
Well, I don't know where else you're going to put it. I mean, they obviously won the rights. So you see, you win the rights, and then, and see, this is the thing that the people don't understand. Like, if you win the rights from ESPN, ESPN ain't going to show your stuff unless they absolutely have to.
Well,
I mean, they're not going to do it unless they absolutely have to.
Is TNT part of ESPN? They're two separate entities.
Well,
and they both broadcast NBA basketball.
Yes, however, they sort of work together. Like they work as sort of like a truce.
What about WGN and Major League Baseball and ESPN and CBS and
ABC?
I mean,
you'll see highlights, but you won't see.
Oh, no, I can watch a game on WGN. And yeah. I can watch a full game on ESPN, and I can watch a full game.
Yeah, well, different because they have different, you know, because the way that they have decided to do it is they want that Friday night game. ESPN wants our Sunday night baseball or whatever it is.
Sure.
So it's one night you can pick any two where they have to pick the rest of them. But
for a tournament of this kind, you would think that they would do a better job in spreading that product around. That's all I'm saying. Don't look at me that way. I'm not hammering them. I'm just thinking they need to do a better job of the game I saw was entertaining. United States won.
All I'm saying is if they played baseball here like they play in this, like with the enthusiasm and with jumping around and bat flipping and all this stuff, I would go to more games on my own. I'm just saying.
Who cares?
Well,
I like baseball. I don't need them to act like clowns in order for me to actually enjoy the game. I look for good baseball.
I like for people who enjoy themselves playing a game rather than people who feel like they're being forced to work in a job. I am for the guys playing the game. This is for playing the game, and playing the game, do you know what that means? Having fun.
It's Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this, only on Mile High Sports. Latino Americano, Americano, Americano.